This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. What's up, everybody? It's Dustin. And today we have my good friend Trey here.
What's up?
Today we're going to be uncovering some interesting subjects. Looks like we're going to do, what do you call it, demonic possession.
Yeah.
And might hit on the missing book of the Bible, Enoch, and just probably some other stuff too while we're at it, because I like this group of people that we have here, so you just never know.
It's gonna be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
here.
Talking about demons are always fun.
I'll tell you, Trey has told me some cool stories from his life with, you know, demons and all that stuff. And, you know, we all three kind of grew up in the church, and some of us spent more time than others. I know Trey was pretty much raised in a church from, you know, sun up to sundown. Yep. 6 days a week. So,
oh, wow.
Yep.
So yeah. I look forward to diving into some of that stuff. Mm. So, I guess, Dustin was kind of the one that, had this idea for this subject matter. So I'm going to turn it over to him and let him kind of spill out what we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I've always just found the topic interesting. Like, early on, I've always found it interesting. I think there's like, a lot of different demons. They all have different names.
Yeah.
From, Belbazar to...
Belbazar.
Yeah, yep. All kinds of names. So, but basically, they were like, kind of like fallen angels, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Lucifer.
Yep.
And his followers were cast out of heaven.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what kind of stories you got?
So we got to go. I think if we go start there, there are a group of people who tend to believe that demons don't exist, and they do. And to your point, the story that we have from Isaiah, which is the book of the Bible, Isaiah, not like your friend, which is like he says like he fell like lightning from the sky, which shows a I think we need the importance of the story is a God's grace. He could have just destroyed Satan. He didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of loves all his beings, things he created. He doesn't necessarily do away with them immediately. And then they kind of develop what I call the classic good and evil that we know it as. So you have Satan, who and his followers have become fallen angels, and then now we know them as demons, who really want their, I would say, if you're looking at it, they, and this is not biblical, this is my thinking, is they want their spots back. They want to be, Satan wants to be back in heaven. How do you, what do you get that from? In Job chapter 1, Satan, they have an angel meeting, and Satan goes to the angel meeting. no one is doing that if they don't want to be like,
but imagine technically getting, I guess if you look technically, but he's
kicked out.
Yeah, he would be
if you
outcast.
Got fired from your job today and they had a meeting back. if they had a meeting, are you, or they had a company picnic, are you going to the company picnic?
Yeah, that's
no
true.
You're not. You're like,
so would you think that that's yeah. then him going there to see if he can entice another follower
in that time? I think he just if you lose your purpose, yeah, just like I don't even think it inspires. Like I don't have anything else to do, so like I know y'all I'm having bored. A meeting. I'm coming to meet, and God lets them in. Like it's not like God's like, no, you can't come. You we're beefing. He's like, okay, what's up? And then they have a conversation about Job.
Yeah,
and then God, I think if I remember the story correctly, I think God brings Job into the mix, or Satan may have done it. I can't remember exactly right now, but I mean that just shows. That they have free reign.
So basically it was like him showing up to challenge him, yeah. another challenge, saying, okay, well, Job is your greatest follower. I think I can turn him against
you. Yeah, because look
much.
What you gave him, right?
Yeah.
So we see right in there, we see everything that happens to Job. If you don't know the story, it's a great read, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you see that Job stays with God. Has some questions, but stays with God. And when we get to demons, it gets really, really interesting because they have no power. Unless we give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I mean creation, period.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people put their trust and hope in so many other things, and they leave the door open for different stuff. Or, you know, the classic version is you play with the Ouija board,
mm-hmm.
or you try to summon a demon. I had a kid in youth ministry try to summon a demon. I don't think I have so many stories.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I'll start with that one, then we can go. I'll let y'all ask questions, right? So it's a story, or what is the name of the anime? It's like the Death Book, the Death Note, the Death Book. I'm going to Google it. But it's pretty much this kid, this Japanese animation character kid, finds this like this notebook, and if you write a name in the notebook, the demon goes and kills him or something like that, and he ends up kind of like using it for good, you know what I mean? And so I start kind of diving into that anime just to see, like, let me check this out to see how real is this, like, our kid, is this catching? And then you started diving more into Japanese culture and how they view death and how they view demons. And you start to say, wait, every culture, non-Christian, do have some type of demon. In Islam, it's called jinns. So everybody believes in demons. This is not.
So it's like I told Jeremy one time. The odd thing to me was there's people who don't believe in demons, but they believe in angels and they believe in God. And I told Jeremy, you can't believe in good without believing in evil necessarily. Like, one's going to go hand in hand. How are you going to say there's a heaven and not a hell? How are you going to say there's a God?
Well, I think there's some people that believe in demons, but they don't believe that the demons can possess your body, which I am a firm believer that, it's like I was telling Trey the other day. I said, I have a hard time watching some of those movies because I almost feel like I open myself up for that, you know. And it's like he was telling me, he's like, sometimes when I watch some of those, I gotta go pray for 30 minutes.
Okay, so I am a horror story fanatic.
Yeah.
And to your point, Dustin, you can't, I always tell people, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in angels, what did Jesus talk to? He talked to demons. They knew who he was. They asked Jesus, what are you doing here? So you can't say, if you sat on believing him, who when he cast out the demons out the guy into the pigs, then who was he talking to?
Yeah.
Then now you're saying you don't believe in parts of the Bible.
Right.
So now we're starting to get into a very, very slippery
slope. That's
where
I was telling Jeremy, I feel like a lot of times people pick and choose what they want to believe and what they don't want to believe.
Well, I mean, you know, that's
frustrating.
That's today's generation, though. Especially you see that a lot in the church. It's like, okay, well, I want to live this lifestyle. I want to be this person, but I still want to go to heaven because deep down I still believe in Jesus. It's like, well, You know, I had a pastor when I went to church in Jefferson, and she used to always say, you know, she used to preach about it all the time. In the Bible, if you're lukewarm,
spitting you out.
That's right.
It's clear.
I mean, that was her message, and you know, that one hit deep. It's like, okay, well, what piece are we gonna, you know,
get rid of today?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, are we gonna allow all of this or do all of this, and then still claim that we're, you know, that we're, you know, my boy, you know? It's like, you know, but I mean, that's today's generation. Is, you know, we want to pick and choose. We want to find a church that aligns with our beliefs. And, you know, when I was doing a video for our church the other day, they were asking, you know, what is the thing that, you know, you like about our church the most? I said,
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We preach Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's the heart of everything. If Jesus is not the center,
core, yep.
Then that's not it. You know, yep. that's not where you're at. It's not where you're supposed to be.
Right. And
that's really what it boils down to for me is like, you know, what are we talking about? You know, because it all matters at
right.
the end of the day.
Right.
So, you know, there's obviously spots for translation here and there on
yeah.
different things, but you know, I just, as far as demonic possession goes, to get us back there, it's kind of like, you know, I believe in it. I just don't want any part of it. I'm like, stay away from
now,
me
have
in Jesus'
any,
name.
Have you ever had any demonic experiences?
No, not a demonic experience. No, I haven't had a demonic.
I haven't had a demonic experience where I've either had one or
seen it.
You know, seen it per se. I've had some dark experiences where, you know, you can feel
some eeriness.
The eeriness where it's like, oh boy, you know, and I try to remove myself from that situation very quickly.
That's saying only eerie type situations?
Yeah. Because I remember whenever my grandmother passed away,
mm-hmm.
and I was very lucid because I woke up from dead asleep, but I was wide awake. And she was standing at the foot of my bed, and I remember going, what is it? And she wasn't saying anything, but mm-hmm. she was trying to hand me something.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying to take it from her, and it looked like a calendar.
Uh-huh.
And then I just laid back down, and she just disappeared.
And never had a dream again or situation?
No, it was a year later, my grandfather passed away, so I always took it as her handing me a calendar was her telling me, you got a year.
Yeah, I waited up for him. That's pretty cool.
So, but I never had an experience with a demonic experience.
Yeah, I mean, I've had those kind of experiences yeah. where, yeah. you know, I don't feel like it was demonic. I just yeah. felt like it was, you know, either ghostly or mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, spiritually. You know, I wouldn't say it's in a bad way.
Right.
But, you know, I have not had...
No malice.
No malice.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I have not had that situation, thank God. And in Jesus' name, it will not happen. Because I am not built for that.
You should see Jerry's face. He does not want it.
He does not. He is very uncomfortable with this conversation. I will say...
Makes me uncomfortable.
I will say, when I had this conversation with you before we ever started doing that, I was always found it, you know, odd to me. This is why I originally said, oh, Catholicism and demonic possession. Why is it always a priest?
Yeah.
Why is it always a priest?
They do the most.
Oh, yeah.
They do the most exorcisms.
Okay, and while we're on this topic, I did find out like 10 years ago, there were only something like 20 priests that were ordained to exorcise demons in a demonic possession. Now, 10 years later, there's over 100
yeah.
ordained people.
We gotta time out and go back to Trey's story. I cut you off.
I can tie them both in.
Yeah, tie it up. Yeah. Tie it so, up for us, because I got a couple questions.
Okay, so Catholicism, they were kind of, you gotta remember, Christian faith, Protestant faith came from theirs, right? So they're leaders in it, of sorts. But Protestant, Pentecost, definitely. I call them hybrid Baptists, because that's what we was kind of non-denominational, but we was more Baptist-based. They do it. My mom has cast out demons.
Yeah.
And seen it, and I got some crazy stories. So I'm aligning with some of the stories. Which one you want me to tell? The one I told last night. Let me start with that one.
Yeah, start with.
Or we start with the teen. We start with the teenager.
Yeah, the teenager okay. one. That's the one you were in the middle of talking
okay.
about.
Like 10 years ago, a teenager died during a
pandemic. Because I think so. It can happen.
Yeah,
it can happen. Yeah. So this kid, get a mom coming to a kid. She's crying. I'm like, okay, this is typical. Like maybe he's caught him having sex. Maybe he's doing drugs, and she's crying. And she comes to me and she's like, hey, do you know, they told me to come to you. And I'm like, okay, of course, I'm a youth pastor at the time. And she's like, something's wrong with my son. And I'm like, okay, you know, is he getting in trouble at school? He's like, no, he's quiet. He's straight A's. Okay, why are we crying? Now I was like, okay, he got to be doing drugs at this point. No, he's not. He's not doing drugs that I know of. He's not doing drugs. Okay. Now you caught him having sex. Like this is maybe, and then maybe he's sexual orientation. Maybe it's an experience. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
No, he's not doing any of that. Now I'm baffled, and I'm like, okay, straight A's.
And she's like,
little attitude problem, baby.
I wish that were the case.
And pretty much, she's like, she's crying. She's looking at me like, no. And she kept, in the way she was looking, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Jeremy, please don't let this be anything demonic. I don't feel like, I don't really. Yeah. And with me, it's more so, I don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah.
And long story short. She's like, something's off with him. I said, okay, let me meet him. Let me figure out what's going on. Now, he didn't come to church often, but I knew him. And so the kid comes into my, I used to share the office with my pastor. So when my pastor didn't, he'll let me use, I didn't have an office. So he'll let me use his office for stuff like this. And I'm talking to the kid and he won't say a word. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, hey man, what's your name? He said his name. I said, what grade you in? You know what grade I'm in. I'm like, oh, so this kid does have a little attitude problem. He's disrespectful. So I'm kind of getting it, but
sounds like me.
Maybe he's just mad. He's not here.
Yeah.
Okay. They have an hour session with me. He does not say anything for the first 45 minutes. I'm talking to him and just asking questions that he won't answer.
Is he looking at you?
He's looking at me. I mean, like
staring at you.
Not staring, just like, please shut the heck up.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like that. Nothing like I've seen this before. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I said, okay, bump it. Your mom says you've been playing with some demon stuff. What's the deal? I said, are you doing this and this? And so she told me what some stuff she had found. So I did research. And pretty much on this anime cartoon show, I can't remember. What they do, they have this kid. It wasn't a Death Note, but it was another one where they have the hierarchy of demon. And the kid can summon a demon, different demon based on the hierarchy. But something had to happen bad. So like if he summoned this demon, you had to give up this. Or somebody may die. Or somebody may die.
Lucifer has that hierarchy like God does with Michael.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So the cartoon, once I'm studying it, it led me to go down a darker path, which I started looking up the hierarchy of demons. And what did you need to do to summon them? And so And when I started doing this research, I'm one of those people, I can't stop until I find a dragon's body. Like, I got the tail, and I'm not letting it go. And it got so dark, because it's like 5 a.m. now. I started probably 7 p.m. I didn't stop till 5 a.m. And God was like, hey, stop. You're going too far. And I heard God say, stop.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I go to sleep. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know what that means.
I need to pray first.
Right, right. I didn't do none of that, because I'm studying. I'm researching.
Right.
And so I started telling him, which demon did you summon? So I'm ticked off. And I'm saying, I know you know about this and this and this and this. And because on the show, and I watched some of the show. On the show, this is this. And when I showed him the first two demon symbols or whatever from the show, he lights up. I'm talking about Joker grin smile and would not shut up for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I couldn't get a word in.
That's creepy.
And then so
that's creepy.
I'm sitting here. And I'm,
is he talking about that, or is he talking
about the show? He's going into deeper detail. He's talking about why he likes that particular thing. How it's just a show, though. Like he kept coming back. It's just a show, but word vomit about how that demon can do this and that demon inspired him for enough to do this. And then this demon doesn't like this demon. I'm like, hold on, what the heck is like? This is backroom demon information.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you don't really want to talk to that demon because no one. And I'm like, and then his. What freaked me out is his voice changed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
all tail sign.
I was like, okay. So then, of course, my hairs are standing up. My spirit man is going, he's going crazy, like, spike him down now. And I'm like, hold on. So I said, And then so I said, hey, man, that's the end of the session. Because he wouldn't shut up. So I said, hey, got to stop. I'm glad we connected on this. Typical you.
Let me send you back to your mother now.
And I said, hey, you do mind if we pray out? As soon as I said that, reverted back to how he was.
Didn't want to talk.
Didn't even say, and I said, in Jesus' name, amen. Didn't say any of it. So I pray in Jesus' name, amen. He does that and leaves. I tell his mom, I said, I don't know what he's got going on at home, but you need to, whatever he's watching, take it. Yeah. We're done with that. I said, so about a third session, she took his stuff. He started getting better.
Well, did you say by the third session?
Third session.
She didn't take it the first, after the first?
No, so she took, she said he couldn't watch it anymore.
Okay, but didn't actually take it, so he's still watching it.
You know how parents are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he could have.
Well, actually, I don't, because I'm completely opposite. Different,
but think about the parents you think about, and I'm pretty sure that he probably was still speaking.
Yeah, he found a way. Right. Yeah.
But by the third session, he was talking more. He seemed more normal. So she did something, and we kept praying over him. I don't think I casted out anything. I wouldn't say I did anything. But that was my first kind of teenage experience with it. And kind of told my mom about it. I said, I don't really like this because I think something's going on through these shows.
She probably offered to come do it for you, didn't she?
No. My mom. Okay, so.
She said, Trey, I'll come handle it for you if you can't do it.
So this is why he's saying that. I was. This is another story. It's a second way in. And then we can ask questions because this is a story he knows about. I'm like 13. All right. Like I said, I'm gonna call them sunset babies. We're going to be at church for the sun to go up to the sunset. And I'm 13, so you got a little more macho, a little attitude. I'm hungry. It's Sunday. I want to watch football. I want to go home to my dad because he's watching football.
Yeah.
She says, I got to go do something. Prayer. I'm like, okay. You know, so all the kids go. We playing basketball. It got to a point where you're like, I want to go home now. I go find out where they were in this big old church. I open the door because I'm like, I'm ready to go. So I open the door. And the lady is literally like, there was no camera in here, but she.
Oh, no.
Think about Twister.
This is going. Yeah.
Think about Twister. She's like this, and like almost like the crab walk, but upright, right? And she's contorted. Like, I can see it. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I'm looking at her because her body does not look like it's supposed to be doing that. Like, the stuff you see in the movies is accurate. Like, it's not, they're not playing. Like, they've done research. And. My mom turns around in the meanest voice I've ever heard, and she says, you shut that door now. And I was like, don't have to tell me twice. Obedience. Bam. I didn't. At that point, I walked back out. I told all the kids, because we was playing like in the front. I said, we're going further away from this.
Yeah.
I don't know what this
that thing is not going to get me.
I don't. And so my mom, when we came out, I said, Mom, what was wrong with her? I said, and my mom was like, I don't know what's going on. My mom kept doing this. I don't know what's going on with her, but you got to keep praying. My mom had said that it took so long because she was weaving like a snake on the ground. Not doing a worm. Now, when I talk about the worm, we're talking about
like a snake.
Like a snake, moving like
slithering,
a snake.
Yeah.
The thing that we said, and then she kept talking like 4 to 5 different voices.
Yeah.
Is that what took
was
so long?
Was she doing the different language too? Because that's freaked me out when I've heard about people doing different languages. And it's like, that person does not speak.
I don't think that she did the different languages, but they did different voices. And they had to kick a couple people out. Because the theory, well, it's not even a theory. The truth is, you can't be scared of what you're saying. You have to you have to have so much faith in Jesus that we're better than this. Yeah. Matter of fact, we just got to get you out.
Yeah.
And as soon as you have this much fear, that person is out. And if that person doesn't say anything, the demon's going to go for them immediately. Yep. You're the weakest one in the circle.
Yeah, I'm coming after you. Yeah. I'm signaling you out.
So that's the story I was telling him last night that he was like, what?
That's crazy. The recording that I was trying to find for you was one where it's weird because this lady, there used to be this guy who did a church radio show live on the air way back in the day. And
I miss those.
This lady called in. Well, he actually got a call from the kid at first saying, you know, I need help. I want Jesus. Like, I want to be loved. But her mom and the people in this group basically were raising her to sacrifice to
a demon. Get out of here.
And she was possessed because she would go in and out of talking to this pastor on the radio show in that demonic voice.
Wow.
Like, she would talk to him and say, this is whatever the demon's name was. And she, you know, she's mine.
On the radio show.
And then she'd cut out and go back to the lady. And so then he would tell her, I want to talk to whatever. And then it just cuts. She just hangs up. The thing just hangs up, and then
do they ever do any follow up?
I don't know. I've always been so interested in this. I'm like, did the girl die?
Like, what is the story?
Did the girl die? But yeah, I was trying. I wanted to find that.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about you know, you're talking about them saying their name is they will not say their name. So you know, everything that I've ever seen about that is like, you know, they will use a name based on what they're trying to do. Like, I'm the demon of confusion. Mm-hmm. I am the demon of, you know, fill in the blank, you know. And I find that interesting because they all do have names. But it's like, you know, from what I understand, they will not identify themselves as to who they really are because they feel like they lose their power at that point. So they...
You know how to respond to them. That's right, what I don't.
Exactly.
And so like, for instance... if you ever get a chance to study a guy named Craig Williams, he's a hip hop. He hates hip hop rap. Like, he hates Lecrae. He hates, like, he doesn't because of his experience. And I say, hey, it's a place for him. It's a place for them. But
right.
Just keep them separate.
Yeah.
And Craig Williams talks about how he's praying out of these celebrities who had kind of sold their soul to the devil of sorts. And he's praying, and then he's doing it all day, casting out this demon.
Right.
And he's like, I can't get the demon to tell me his name. And then he thought about it. He's praying. He said, put worship music on now.
Yeah.
Because they're singers. And he has a whole documentary series about it. It's crazy. And he's playing worship music. He said, we're not going to pray to him. We're just going to worship God.
That's right.
And the demon cannot take it. And then it starts saying his name. And like, yeah. This is who I am. Can you please stop?
Yeah.
and he's like, oh, no, we got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, from my understanding, from what I've read and stuff like that, you know more than me, but. You can make it tell you its name if you, if went from the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ, you can make it tell you its name. And that's what he did on the radio station.
Mm. Yeah.
It told him his name, but it would laugh, dude. It had this weird voice, man. That's what I was going to ask you. And you said that his voice changed when you were talking to him. Did it change into like a demonic voice, or was it, you could just tell his voice kind of changed a little bit?
It was more, I'm getting goosebumps because I see his face. it was more like a sinister kid, like, you know, like you ever seen, see, this is why I study horror movies a little bit.
Yeah,
you ever hear a kid's voice and you're like, and a kid got a little creepy voice, like,
Shining.
Like, movies do that to us, right? Yeah. And then like his voice went to, if I had to think of this a sinister kid, like hey, wouldn't mind killing me if he in the room when that switch happens, I'm like, the first thought was, I'm too far away from the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I wasn't scared. I was just like, if I have to, whatever spirit is on him, I'm not strong enough physically to do anything about it. So as he's talking, I'm praying, like, I'm just kept saying, Jesus, you got me. You got me, Jesus. Cause Jesus, you're going to have to get him.
Right.
Get him out of him. I was kind of getting more so mad cause I'm like, this demon is disrespecting me in such a high way because it's showing itself off of sorts, because I'm not here to cast it out,
right?
And it's showing itself off, and it's like, I felt disrespected. I'm like, here we are in the house of God, I'm coming in the name of Jesus, and you're gonna just kind of like brag.
Yeah.
And I'm getting mad, like, Jesus, can you send Michael? I don't need Gabriel, send Michael. We're here to kill, like, and that's how I get aggressive. And I was kind of like, I'm too far away from the door to kind of like get the prayer team in here. We'll deal with this. I just need three prayer warriors. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into, you know, I know part of what we're wanting to do is talk about demonic possession and different religion and stuff like that. I have a few questions.
Shoot.
That I've experienced personally with, you know, my kids. I like to talk about my kids a lot on this podcast, you know, because I use this as a learning experience for myself, because raising kids in 2024 is by far the most interesting experience. And spoiler alert, I'm actually going to have Trey back and Pastor Dustin in a 2-3 weeks to talk about raising kids in 2024 with all of the shenanigans going on. But but one of the things I've dealt with that kind of does this, you know, kids like to play around with this Bloody Mary thing. My daughter said one of the kids she rode the bus with, you know, was into the Ouija board stuff. And I've had to kind of navigate all of these different things. And I'm like, you know, the best way I explain it to them is you're playing in the devil's playground, in my opinion. You know, and if that's where you want to play, I do not condone it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not allow it in this house. I better not hear you talking about it. I said, but ultimately, you need to make the decision as, do you want to open yourself up for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, when you talk about prophecy versus, what do you call that? You know, the Miss Cleo or whatever his name is.
Psychics.
Thank you. It's like prophecy versus psychics. And, you know, all of that stuff kind of gets hard to navigate. But mm-hmm. I feel like when you're talking about, you know, Ouija boards and psychics and palm reading and tarot cards and, you know, all these different things, I'm like, it may feel like it's cool or it's fun. But again, you're opening yourself up for that. And do you want to take the chance that something could happen, you know, where you get, you know, you expose yourself to that? Do you want to be part of that? So I'm wondering if you can kind of maybe overview that, like, am I wrong?
No.
For saying that? Like, do you really, you know, is that, what are you exposing yourself to when you kind of get into that quote unquote spirit realm? You know, of the demonic side of things.
So I got a story for you.
I love
Kid
it.
Not.
I love it.
And so my mom used to cast demons out in the house I live in now. I renovated it, but she used to cast demons out in that house.
Oh, wow.
She had a space called the Green Room, and she had it like every Friday. They would every Friday they would pray in this room, and normally just praying, women coming together to pray. I will never forget. I would watch the kids. We'd be in the next, like, the house wasn't big. Next room over, we can hear them. I'm just watching the kids. I'm more so like, y'all gonna watch what I watch.
How old were you?
I'm like 15.
Okay.
You know, so I'm like, y'all watch what I watch. I'm playing a game. Y'all gonna watch me play. Y'all gonna watch me play the game. Like, that's, I'm like a mean babysitter because I didn't want to do it. and I would never forget that this one lady, I can tell they was casting out a demon. So they was kind of like, hey, it's time to transition upstairs. Like, cool, no problem. I take the kids upstairs, and the woman starts screaming. Like, I'm talking about, think about, if you could imagine the old person getting stabbed to death, that kind of scream.
Oh, wow.
All right? So I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
This is throwing holy water on her?
No, they just praying. They said, they didn't.
I don't mean that in a joke.
This wasn't Catholic.
I don't mean it in a joke.
That's why. That, no, he's going off the movie. No, you don't necessarily need the holy water.
The young priest and the old priest.
Right. They would just pray. They were praying hard.
Yeah.
And I can tell their prayers changed because it was a little harder, but the scream was almost shook the house. And the kids were scared. The kids were terrified. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. And my mom was like, don't come downstairs. I'm like, oh, okay. Long story short, they cast the demon out the woman. The woman's mood changed. I know she was kind of like moody. She was normally nice, but she was moody. And then my mom was like, yeah, that was different. So my dad said, hey, you know, what happened tonight or whatever? Because she knew my sister was shook because it was that deep. Well, a couple of weeks later, and let me put this caveat in here. We had a worship shop at our church where they brought in a guy who specialized in worship. He built an ark according to the dimensions of Moses, and he was teaching people how to worship, like how to worship God in spirit and truth. So my mom, of course, goes to the workshop. I'm not in the workshop, but I'm at the church. I'm there. We go home. So she has all this worship, I want to call it memorabilia, but all this worship stuff. Next couple of weeks, my sister she normally sleeps with the bathroom light on. It's like sleeping in my room. I'm like, hey, get out of my room. Well, how do you get in here? And then she's screaming like she's having these nightmares.
What Jeremy's going to do. He's going to come to the house. I sleep with you tonight.
On the floor. Sure, Jeremy. You come to the house. Break the family. We're good. She would have night terrors. She was going to my parents' room, sleep on the floor. And then the final night, and this is why Paranormal Activity freaked me out so much, is she was standing at my mom's bed, like sleepwalking. But like just standing there. So my mom wakes up. We all remember the story, but the details are like murky for most of us. But I remember like yesterday because I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like 15. I'm like, this is crazy. And my sister is standing at my mom's bed, just like standing over her. Not saying anything, just rocking. My mom puts her back to sleep. A couple of hours later, she's screaming. And she tells my mom, she says, I keep having this dream because something keeps telling me to go in there and kill you. And my thought was, ooh. Wait, she was standing over your bed?
Does she have a weapon?
No, but Jeremy, I'm borderline pacifist. Yeah. Like, I believe in guns. I know they exist, but I'm like, I'm scared I might turn into Rambo or somebody if I get one, right? So my mom, when she says it, wakes us up. It is 3:30 a.m. I have school the next morning. She finds all the worship stuff, and we begin to worship. We can make us worship around the house. My dad included. My dad was like, my dad is like a nominal Christian. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to pay tithes. I'm going to pray. I love Jesus, but I'm going to make it out by football. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm going to do what I need to do. Here's where it gets crazy. That door kind of opens inward, right? Our garage door opens inward. We're praying as a family. So we get done worshiping and touching everything in the house, and we start praying as a family. And I'm pissed off because I'm like, it is 4:30. We've been praying for a freaking hour. I have school in an hour or two. Like, I have to be up. So we start praying. I'm kind of like over it because it's like, to me, this is just religious stuff.
Now, you told me a long time ago that, you know, whenever your mom would be doing these things at the house, that y'all would pray over the house should something like that happen, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was a normal occurrence.
She would pray over the house.
Right.
But this was, I guess, whatever demon this was a little bit different.
Right.
And we're praying together as a family. And my dad has to pray last. So my sister prays and her prayer's weak. My prayer's weak. My mom's going, because it's for me, I'm like, God, whatever's in here, get it out.
Like, I got to go to bed.
Right. I need 2 hours. I need 2 hours or I'm not functional. I need 2 more hours. My mom prays. Of course, she's going off. And then my dad is kind of like old school. Just think of your old school macho dude, but like his wife is making him do this. And it's kind of like, so he's praying. I can tell he's getting into it a little bit because he's like, I think he sensed something too. And the door is open. So the garage door is open. And we had a computer desk with, like, you know, the copy paper and all that stuff there. And I'm kind of like, my dad praying. Like, I'm looking at him like, he's really praying. Like, I've never seen him pray like this. I'm shocked right now. And all of a sudden, I see the computer paper blow up. I mean, like, just like something just tossed it up. And I'm like, and then my eyes like, what? Did I just? And then the door, they go towards the door and the door slams. I drop my head and say, Jesus. That's all I can say because I'm like, what did I just witness? When the door slams, all of us do this because we didn't. And then my dad says to my mom after we kind of settled down, never again. The prayer meeting is done. So to your point, Satan looks for opportunities or demons look for opportunities in children because they're more susceptible. Now,
right.
Some kids, is the reason why Jesus calls adults sheep. But kids are real more gullible and believable. Think about Santa Claus and like Easter Bunny because they're more susceptible. And I think to your point is, we got to tell them, Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in the high places. They're not, if they can get into your house to your kids, then now they're in the house.
Right.
That's it. Like, that's all he wants to be in. That's why I tell people, Satan doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want to like conquer the world. He just wants to be in every family because the family is the concrete pillars of the church.
Right.
You take out families. What is the church? It doesn't exist.
There is no church.
Right. So you don't go after
the church. Is the people.
Right. You don't go after the church. You go after the people. Well, you can't get to the adults. Then you go after the kids through Ouija boards or, hey, just tarot cards or what's your sign? Like people do. I joke with people and say, yeah, I'm a Libra, but I don't believe in it.
Right.
It's people out there who wake up in the morning, read their horoscope. But like, there's nowhere you're a Christian and you believe that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I've even talked to them about that too. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm a, you know, Sagittarius whatever. So I'm like, yeah, well, I'm an Aquarium. You know, I mean, I don't even know what to tell you.
You know, I think a lot of people too that dabble in Ouija boards and tarot cards and stuff like that, if they're not kids, people are just kind of naive on how powerful that stuff really is.
But that's the point is that, you know, if you're not paying attention to these things that you're opening yourself up with and especially allowing your children to do, you know, because I can look at something and go, that's trash, you know, and I move on. I say, Jesus, forgive me for doing that, whatever, you know, whatever it is, you know, I just move on. You know, I don't even think about it. I don't allow it to have headspace. I know who I am.
You go to your scriptures. You start building yourself back up spiritually.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the problem. You know, I was talking to Dustin an episode or two ago about how, you know, the biggest move on kids is you try to confuse them.
Yeah.
And as soon as they don't know who they are, they're susceptible to anything.
Anything.
And it's like, you know, you have to know who you are and you have to tell your kids who they are
daily,
all the time. I mean, all the time. And, you know, that I just wanted to touch on that a little bit while we were on the thing, because that, you know, my boys came home talking about this, you know, Bloody Mary thing. I'm like, oh God, I'm like, you know, feel free to go do it.
Right.
You know, if you want to just see it. One, you know, I mean, come on. Let's.
It's like candy. It was like, I don't know, for me, it was Candyman. Go in the bathroom and say Candyman three times. I'm not doing that.
Hey, growing up, they were always trying to get me to do that. And I will say, I never did. I was always too scared.
I get in there and be like, Candyman, I'm not doing the third one.
I can't do the third one.
Nothing's going to happen with the Bloody Mary thing. And then I never would do it. They were like, well, if you don't really think I'm going to do it.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. Just in case it does.
Right.
Exactly. It's like, do you want to take that chance? Yeah. That's what I told my kids, literally. I said, maybe it does something, maybe it doesn't. Do you want to take that chance? Mm. Whether they did it or not, I don't know. Right. You know, I hope they didn't, you know, but they probably did.
I'll give you, for those who are listening, I'll give you some pointers for kids. Hang scriptures up on their doorways. Go back. In Deuteronomy, it tells us to put the word of God around their neck. So they can always remember God, right? So when we did what we did afterwards, we put scriptures everywhere in our house. Everywhere. Like on the refrigerator, mirrors, the bathroom, on every door, inside and out. everywhere. Like I can go to, I can like, and so like if you ever found yourself again in a position, you could literally go to the word of God is right there. Bam, call God. And it's every scripture concerning to demonic type stuff.
That's awesome. I mean, that's definitely good to do. Mm. I mean, that's,
I need to do that.
Yeah, I need to do that, you know, just to have it. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. It
doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. You know, I mean.
So one direction I wanted to take this in was a minute ago when you said in Hollywood. So when you saw what you saw, it was very much so like what they show in the movies where their body's contorting, things like that. And I remember I had told you so much of stuff in Hollywood that we see. That's not accidental, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially a moon landing.
It's not accidental. And you just kind of touched on that a minute ago with the hip hop artist who knows so many celebrities who've sold their soul to the devil. So what I was going to get at is, I don't even know where I was going to go with this.
I can say, to help you out, I'll say this. In Hollywood, it's only a couple of movies, and I was telling Jeremy this last night, that literally sent me home. I was like, I got to pray. That's too eerie. Paranormal Activity 2 kind of did that. The movie Deliverance, that just came out, and Pastor Dustin was telling us that a lot of pastors are mad about it.
Oh,
and
I like, saw that. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like, I and that. I told Dee, I said.
I haven't seen the movie. I've seen.
Not Deliverance. Not that Deliverance.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so, I had to tell Jeremy that it's not that.
That was the first thing I asked. Are we talking OG Deliverance?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen it, the trailer.
I don't tell anybody to watch these movies who are not spiritually confident and aware to understand, which to Jeremy's point, that you can be influenced. And I'm not saying that the movie will send a demon your way, but what I'm saying is that some people are not equipped enough to understand it's not just a movie.
Yeah.
And one thing in particular, so it was Paranormal Activity 2, The Conjurings, period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Conjurings to me are so accurate, and I love what they do at the end of them. They always give you a Bible scripture. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that, because that's kind of what I wanted to do. Yeah. That's why I went into film.
Well, I thought there's a reason they're giving you a Bible scripture.
Oh, yeah. They kind of protect you.
They knew why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what, I don't remember where I was going with this was, in Hollywood, that's kind of how I feel like in movies this way. That's why you're seeing so many more people who are ordained to do demonic possessions and exorcism, is because the reason we're seeing so many more is because we're seeing so many more possessions of people that are, you know, intrigued by this.
Yeah.
The stuff that's going through Hollywood. It's not just in movies, but it's in music.
Right. It's in everything.
Artists that we're seeing. I mean, they're no longer just doing it in the background. They're doing it live on stage right there in front of you and showing you. Hey,
this is exactly who I am.
Yeah, this is exactly who I am. Yeah. I'm not hiding it.
But a pastor once told me this. He said, Satan never wants to stay small.
Yeah.
And I think Catholicism did a great job. You know, I know how people feel about it, but keeping him small. When nobody talked about demons, it was very taboo. Now, in our time frame, it's everywhere.
Well, yeah, they erected a really tall statue. The Church of Satan erected a really tall statue of a Baphomet. It's of a Baphomet, and their plan was to take this
in America.
Yeah, to take this and actually put it. I don't remember what state it was. I think it's Oklahoma. They're going to take it to Oklahoma and put it directly across the street from the Ten Commandments.
Come on, Oklahoma's not letting that fly.
No, they didn't.
I mean,
no, they didn't.
That's a good plan.
They tried. No, they said no. That in the state of Oklahoma, they don't allow religious something or another. I don't remember what it was. They were like, okay, well, they're going to take it back to the church, but they changed it in a little bit of a way to where instead of the Baphomet being a hermaphrodite, if you know the Baphomet, yeah, it's supposed to be a hermaphrodite. Instead of doing that, they made it. They took the breast away and instead put a little boy on this side and a little girl on this side.
That's crazy.
Children in the statue.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at the, yeah, look at what was that? The Olympics and where, yeah, was that at?
Yeah.
In France.
France. I mean, thank God I don't really care about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was watching so many parents like, I wish I would have not let my kids watch that. You know, the fact that they were, you know, did the Last Supper and they got, you know, the guy's or the woman's junk out there, you know, yeah, for the, you know, right behind this kid,
right,
and all this stuff. But it goes back to what I was saying. You know, that is the current thing right now is to confuse the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, any kind of way that they seem they can take over, it's like they're taking over. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy.
Are you familiar with the lab that I was talking to Jeremy about in Switzerland?
CERN.
They're trying to open a portal.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's two of them, by the way. It's,
yeah,
not,
there's
yeah,
one in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't actually hide theirs. They'll tell you, yeah, we're trying to open up a portal. CERN said, oh, no, we're not. Really.
Yeah.
But what CERN doesn't, I guess, realize is people like me who know that you have a statue of Shiva on your front lawn and you do these ceremonies before you go inside to work every morning. They're throwing it off and going, oh, no, we're just dancing. We're just doing stretches and just dancing, and we're not really worshiping Shiva. No, you are worshiping, yeah, Shiva. If you have a statue of Shiva, you are
worshiping Shiva. Shiva. Why you got to worship? So, why you got to dance, yeah, by the statue?
Yeah. So, to me, if you're doing that, there's an evil purpose behind what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked you, well, why are they trying to open up portals? What is the goal behind this of you trying to open these portals up? If you have a statue of Shiva and you're worshiping Shiva before you go into work every day, to me, it's not a good reason behind it.
Right.
Have y'all seen the movies where, to your point, have y'all seen the movies where, like, it's a show on Netflix, I forget what it's called, like, the nun, it's like about the nun who has, like, the fallen angel halo or something, I forget the name of the show, but it's a lot more shows to that, this idea of tearing a portal to either, most people think to get to hell. I'm like, I don't think they're trying to tear a portal to get to hell, I think they're trying to rip a portal to get to heaven, because that's what humanity has always tried to do.
Right.
They're basically doing the tower.
Tower of Babel, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just doing it in more of a modern
context. Yeah. Yeah.
More of a modern context.
Well, I mean, there's
more
shows scientific for everything. It's like that one that keeps popping up, Evil, and, you know, all these.
Oh, Evil things. Is wicked. Yeah. I had to. I watched
it. I won't even watch it.
No,
I won't even watch it.
I tell people not to watch it.
Yeah.
I started it, but I haven't. I made it like two or three episodes in, and I stopped.
It is interesting, though, because, yeah, even though the show does show, like, demon possessed, they do have some goofy demons or whatever, but they do show how Satan uses different things. Yeah. They do show you the hierarchy of demons, but then they show, like, this demon is for AI.
Right.
This demon is for social media. This demon is specifically for YouTube. They don't say YouTube, but they, right, say, like, the famous app on, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. And so I'm watching. I'm like, dang it. They can sneak stuff in, because it was like, one of the episodes was they put a frequency that only kids can hear.
That's exactly what I've been talking about. That is exactly, because I've been talking about, like, Sam Smith. Sorry, I hate to call, yeah, it out. Sam, yeah, Smith,
keep,
some, yeah, of these,
sorry,
other
people, we keep bringing him up, but, yeah, there's a reason we keep.
There's, like, him and some other artists, too. I've heard some theories that some would call conspiracies,
uh-huh,
that they put those frequencies in those songs that.
What are they saying? Do you know what they're saying? Like, in the frequency, or just, you just.
To try to confuse the kid into believing that they are not who they are. It keeps going back to what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they're using all of these.
Sam Smith?
They're using all these little pop artists, you know, that, I mean, isn't he the one that was, like, up on stage with the devil or something? Yeah, like, you know.
I don't, yeah, follow him that much, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it was him, because I remember seeing, it was like maybe the Super Bowl or something.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's it. Uh-huh. I came in here and I told my kids, I said, if you have Sam Smith on your playlist, it better be gone. Like, I literally, if it's not gone, I will take it away. Like,
right,
all of it away. Like, I'm not joking. And, I, you know, it, but what I've heard here recently is that they're, you know, to talk about what you're saying with the, that's just crazy you brought that up. It almost makes me want to find that episode and watch it, because that I've been talking about that even with Dustin for, you know, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about on this show, mm-hmm. is the fact that they're using these frequencies to pump into some of these little pop right. music.
Well, right.
And you know, that the kids like listening to, you know, I guess back in our day, it was like Backstreet Boys and all that stuff. Well, like that style.
Were they doing it during our generation?
I don't know.
I believe they did it in every generation.
The reason
I say that is if you look at every generation changes and every generation got softer and softer
yeah.
and softer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate to say it, a little bit more woke.
Every generation,
a little bit more woke mm-hmm. than the last one.
Right.
And I think that they've been doing it for every generation until they finally are hitting this generation yeah. where they're kind of gearing them really toward where uh-huh. they want them to go. And now everything's more acceptable.
Right.
They don't have to hide it as much anymore
because right.
people have become more acceptable to
right.
them. And I think that was their plan. They wanted to do it every generation.
It's crazy. Like, you know, that's an epidemic. I mean, literally, that's that crazy. Kind of stuff is an epidemic.
No. Oh, that pisses me off a little bit.
A little bit. I have gotten to the point now where I literally just go through my kids' music. Like, you know, I hope they don't listen to this, but, you know, they got these Alexas in their room, mm-hmm. you know, and they listen to their music. Well, I will literally, if I'm driving home from work, I will pull it up on my phone where I can literally watch every single song that comes on. And if I don't like it, I put a thumbs down on it. I'll skip it. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
I'm sitting yeah. in traffic, I'll look down and be like, nah, you don't need
to. You mean you're parenting?
That. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You know, yeah. and like, you know, I think I've said it before. I'll go through, you know, my daughter likes to watch the YouTube shorts or whatever, you know, and those algorithms just piss me off.
They get me every time.
Oh, yeah. So I'll go through her. My wife will tell you, I'll sit there for an hour. Mm-hmm. I'll go through all of these YouTube shorts and I'll like and dislike video after video after video after video. And I do that with their song playlist too, mm-hmm. so that I can help control what it is that's going to be coming sure. up in the up next.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, it's like, I don't agree with that.
Right.
I don't agree with that. I like that one, you know, hey, little kittens running around. That's right. Great, you know, and it was funny because after I did that on her YouTube shorts for like, and just for the record, the only reason she has YouTube shorts is because our school refuses to block it.
Right.
She doesn't even look at that at home because I have it blocked.
Right.
I have to log into my Wi-Fi, like my personal Wi-Fi in this house, to even pull that up on her computer. And so when I pull it up, you know, because I know she's going to be looking at it at school, I'll go through on her school computer
yeah.
and like and dislike all of these videos. And I was showing my wife after a week, we went through probably 50 videos before we got to one I didn't like. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm controlling this algorithm
yeah.
the best I can. And you still get some that yep. are like, whoa. Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely. Because they're trying to pull her back in.
Yep.
Right. And it's
yep.
like, you know, but.
Absolutely.
But she doesn't even watch it as much anymore.
It's not like, getting the stuff.
I don't want to watch
that. Right. Yeah. Right. Because it's not the bad stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, if you're not staying on top of it, you know. And please, if any parent needs to know how to do these kinds of things and lock down your home network, reach out to me. I am happy to share information on that because, there is so much garbage out there now that is so easily accessible in their face. It's just...
Do y'all believe, like, when it comes down to, like, demon possession, controlling what your kids see? Because this is a thing I think we should be doing. I think, to Destin's point... You know, I don't like the word woke because I feel like it's loaded, right? But then, but to your point is, I like to use it and phrase it how I think the black community sees it a little differently.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say some of us because some of them like, shut up, you're what they're talking about, by the way. But it is keeping your eyes open for what may come. I think everybody needs to be woke on that
yeah.
because I think to your point, it, not just, you know, political, but like even I think for Christians that we're playing a different game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we don't, I like that took an hour, bro. Like I'm thinking now, I'm looking at my daughter's iPad. I'm like, I probably need to go through and dedicate some time
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like, I need to just watch every show. I don't like that. Block it. Block
I'll tell
it.
You what, for the last...
I don't block Peppa Pig like 5 times and keep coming back.
Yeah, we all let Peppa Pig.
And I'm like, God, every time she's like, Peppa Pig. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, why does it keep coming back? You know what I mean?
They don't even ask to watch Peppa Pig anymore because they know the answer.
This is no. It's, yeah. So what do y'all think? How do... Because Jeremy got his way. Do you think parents even think this is it? Like, that demons can slip through a song or...
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think parents are... I mean, I don't just don't think they're aware of it at all. I don't think they ever consider it. They ever think
do
about
it. Okay, like the kid shooting just happened here in Georgia, right? Do you, would y'all say that's demon possession? Or would you say that's just an evil kid?
I think that's something that we would really touch like more hard on in another episode. But
I think that's more of a demon possession, personally.
But I will...
I mean, that part. Demon possession or evil? If you had to answer. And you have to answer.
it's just an evil plot, is what I think it was.
Because we was talking last night, and I said, I don't think that an average human being, whether Christian or not, is capable, outside of self-defense, of killing another human being.
Yeah.
And like if you're attacking me, and I got it, and I'm like, I push you down the stairs, so I'm trying to get you off of me, and I kill you. It was no really, I didn't wake up that morning and say, Dustin's got to go down. You know what I mean? And even if I say you got to go down, I may be saying like, I'm going to beat him in a race or something. You know, like, I don't think a person wakes up in the morning.
Flat his tire.
Right. But, you know, I'm going to keep it PG, right? But to say I'm going to kill somebody, it's like, wow.
I saw something last night that really made me start thinking about that way more. And I feel like where this started from, where it started from, the whoever it started with, and I don't think it started with this kid.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. I don't think it started with this kid. I think the person it started with, that person
was demon-possessed.
Probably,
I see what you're going with.
Demonically possessed, and they've influenced a lot of other people.
Oh, so you sound like, let's say for instance, if you ever, y'all say the Jeffrey Dahmer story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you see like the dad kind of like, I wouldn't say the dad did it, but the dad... kind of let him
influence,
like kind of let him be in his world that was not real.
Well, I mean, you're a product of your environment. You are a product of your environment. You know, because I've talked, you know, we've talked before. Me and Dustin are foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the kids that we've adopted are not our first case,
right?
Per
right.
Se. Yeah. You know, we've fostered other kids, and let me tell you, you know, some of the homes that these kids come out of, and some of the stories that I've heard, you know, because we fostered through a Christian agency. So, you know, and you didn't take just Christian kids in.
No. Wow.
But part of what we do in the foster Christian agencies is that, you know, it's your job to get these kids in church.
Yeah.
It is your job to almost set a standard.
Got
that,
you know, a moral base.
Right. They probably don't have that, you know, so when you're taking a kid, you know, and I personally have not done teenagers. I know some people that have, and you know, they take some of these teenagers you know, they got these cell phones, they've got, you know, all this stuff that, you know, and a lot of them are opened up to that kind of thing, the demonic stuff, the, you know, the possession and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, I have heard some stories that have freaked me out.
You were talking a minute ago about how your sister was like standing at the foot.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot in foster care.
The orphan movie. I've seen it. You haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay. So, but like that, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's real life.
It's real life.
Let me tell you, you know, if you're not in fostering for the right reason, you don't last.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people come and go quick. You know, they sit there and spend literally 6 months to get their house opened up. One case in, close shop. I'm not even telling. I'm just, it's literally
one case in, close shop.
There was a family that we knew that quit fostering. And remember when they first started fostering, they got a really hard case. And they were like, we even called the agency up and said, we're brand new foster parents. Why would you give us a child like this? I'm like, that wasn't planned.
Right.
Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Are these like okay, environmental behavior kids, or are we saying like some of these kids, based on some of the stories I'm hearing, like the energy I'm getting from y'all, is borderline demonic possession type kids?
Possession to me, because, you know, the thing is that, you know, most of the time in foster care, you know, most of the cases are not abuse, they're neglect.
Okay.
And when you're dealing with neglect, you're dealing with parents who are checked out, probably on drugs, you know, all these different things. Well, you know, they are not monitoring a thing their kid does. So again, you throw a kid in this day and age on the World Wide Web, they're going to find everything they're not supposed to. They are going to get into everything they're not supposed to.
Well, not only that, some of these demons are going to come to these children and know what they're going through, mm-hmm. and see where they're at spiritually.
But that's
and,
what I mean.
And right. feed off that, yeah.
But that's what I mean, is they're opened up to that kind of thing, where they're just allowed to, you know, to allow that, you know, thing to happen to them. And it is...
I'm telling you, the love thing in your story. Like the girl called and she was like, I just wanted just to be loved.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You may let a demon in.
She
because
was like, I want to know, does God love me? That's what she was calling in for. Jeez. And her mom called her on the phone talking to him and was like, no, you know, basically flat out told the pastor on the radio station, we have a date, a set date where she will be sacrificed. That's what she has been raised
for. You have to find that.
I will do my best.
I don't know what you have to do. What FBI agent you need to meet. Yeah, but we need to.
This is really
that
old
is
now.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, apparently this is a really old.
I can find it on YouTube. Somebody has it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't.
I don't have to dig deep.
Look it up.
But that is crazy.
I'm telling you, really some of the stuff you come across and, you know, people you know, you know, people you rub shoulders with, it's like, whew, you know. Before COVID, I'm like, stay away from me. I don't like rubbing shoulders with nobody unless I know you. Like, I don't know what you got.
I'm going to ask a question.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, just to touch back, go back a little bit further where we were talking earlier, how you were saying there's
hierarchy.
Hierarchy. Uh-huh. What are, like, who are they?
I didn't commit them to memory, but I think just from.
Who is Lucifer's Michael? Is what I'm.
Really? It's just kind of like. Really, it's not. He doesn't have one necessarily, like one person or one being, right? So in the Bible, you see the second. I would say you see the second strongest one, because if you read it, it says the guy was possessed and they couldn't contain him in chains. So he was breaking the chains and he lived in the graveyard. And then from just like references from like that, and then how the movies kind of revere them as well, is it has to be Legion, which is it's a group of them. And then I can't remember if it's biblical or just like a rule I know is that I think it is if you cast out a demon and you don't kind of impart the Holy Spirit into that person, then that demon goes out and gets several. I think it is Bible, seven others or more to go back into that person. Like they're not they want. Wow. So it's not it's one demon on its own.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the average Christian who's like kind of like rooted and tooted in the faith. They can get one demon.
Yeah.
I tend to beg to differ if you're by yourself and it's two demons against you. Then you got a little bit something strong. You need. That's why this says two or three together. It's a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
I'm in your midst. So that's what I would say is it would be a legion, a group of them. Yeah. They got a purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to kind of shift gears now?
Yeah, we can. I do have one question for y'all as we shift. It's kind of getting off demons, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about ghosts. Y'all believe in ghosts?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's
absolutely.
Make sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make sure we're cool. Everyone's cool here.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, I mean, I could get into a whole thing about ghosts, but, you know.
I'll come back in October for that one. How about that? when you got to release the scary episode.
Yeah.
I think we already talked about an episode that we.
Yeah, we talked about doing one for Halloween, which.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I'll quickly say about Halloween, you know, in all of this. You know, I know there's a lot of pastors like, oh, you can't participate in Halloween and all that stuff. And, you know, for us.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at that.
Well, for us, you know, one thing that, you know, I do, I hate to take that away from the kids.
Right.
Because it's such a huge thing. I will not let them dress up in anything that I find to be demonic of a sort.
Yeah.
I won't do witches. I won't do.
Frankenstein.
No Frankenstein. Mm. You know, we usually do superheroes or, you know,
princess
candy corn, or, you know, whatever.
Goofy, hot dog. Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where we draw the line as far as Halloween goes, because, you know, you look at the origin of Halloween and it is all demonic based. And, you know, I've had people tell me you shouldn't let your kids do that. I'm like, you know, they're going door to door for candy. Okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not worshiping a thing. We are dressing up as a funny costume or, you know, just something that matters to them at the time. And, you know, even when you were talking about that anime stuff, I have drawn a hard line with my kids on anime. I'm like, you will not, you know, like,
yeah.
Like my son, my youngest son, he had a Dragon Ball Z thing on his iPad. I said, buddy, you're toeing the line.
Oh, what, Dragon Ball Z?
I was going to say, that's the only thing. That's as far as anime I ever got.
But I'm saying, you,
I used to be a big
where do you draw the line? Like, literally, yeah, it's like, okay,
it's a, okay, it is
you
a
get
good
into drag, you get into Dragon Ball Z.
Let me think.
It's going to make you want to go deeper.
I think the hardest
you just gotta watch
I
it
ever
first.
Watched when I was
but it's gonna make you go deeper.
It is.
I think
it's some good ones.
I mean,
but they're all dark though.
Most I'm not saying there's
anime
not.
Is dark. It's all about death and killing.
The hardest one I ever watched when I was a kid was Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow sort of Western.
That's what I'm like. Wait, oh. is this anime? Like, wait, what is this?
The thing I watched when I was a kid, man. That's
this is some sort of country anime.
No. Not really.
Cowboys and anime.
Cowboy setting is Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah,
Bebop.
Yeah. I never heard of that.
I got it.
Yeah.
Just look now. I'm gonna look it up. I have to.
Just look it up.
And it better be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't
okay,
remember
now come on. You can't even say that because let's all be honest. We watched something we watched when we were kids, and we're like, I can't believe I used to like.
I can't
that.
Believe I you watched know? Gumby. Gumby.
I mean, come on. We didn't have much.
Yeah,
we had this many options growing up. We probably would have watched Gumby. But think of it, we had Power Rangers. I gave him up a little bit in the 90s. So early, I was like.
Oh, you both are the same age.
Oh,
I'm the old
so you remember,
one. I'm the old
So you remember, like, Power Rangers came out. Yeah, that was like, what?
Yeah,
like,
you Power know, Rangers.
Yeah.
Like I said, Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
Yeah,
you go get home from Cartoon Network 4:15, 4 o'clock. You gotta guess your episode, your 20-minute episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and then you sit there at the you know wait up till 9 o'clock so you can catch Adult Swim.
Yeah, that's yes, that was it.
That's when Cowboy Bebop came on
on Adult Swim
on Cartoon Network. Yeah,
yeah,
late at night. Yeah,
it was more like Johnny Blaze was his name.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah,
I watched that. And Ren and Stinky, whatever it was.
Ren and Stiffy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You didn't watch it?
I mean, I didn't get the jokes, man.
I loved it.
I was like, this is just goofy.
That was probably one of my favorite cartoons as a child was Ren and Stimpy.
Right. Oh, man. But, well, let's take this back.
Yeah, I wanted to go a minute ago was I wanted to start talking about the Book of Enoch.
Okay.
So,
before we get into that, I want to touch on, while we're still in the demonic possession piece.
Okay.
I want to talk about for a second, I don't want to spend a long time on it, but how does it hit in each religion, you know, that you're aware of? Because again, Trey is one of the smartest people I know when it comes to this. So can you give me the high level, how does it hit in Catholicism? How does it hit in Baptist? How does it hit in even Southern Baptist in, you know, kind of non-denomination?
Methodist.
Do you want to stick this to the Christian standpoint or all religions?
All religions that you're aware of.
I don't know about Buddhists and how they tend to do with this. So I'm just gonna put them on the side. But I call them, you know, the major players. Jews.
Well, does everybody believe in it? Let me. Just,
not everybody.
Do all religions believe in it?
No.
Okay.
They may call it something else, but like evil spirit, or they might say it's just your energy.
Right.
So everybody doesn't believe in like a heart demon. Okay. Yeah. Like, but the top five or. I call them the cousins, you know, for my class, the cousin religions, Jews, Christians, and Islam definitely believe it.
Okay.
And their view is all the same. Jews, I haven't heard too much about Jews doing, you know, exorcism or anything, but they have to reverence, well, maybe not, because you don't see them too much in the Old Testament, but I would tend to say they believe in, like, evil and Satan, so yeah. But they all say you got to get them out. You know, like, you got to figure out you got to go to the people who can get them out.
So my mom's always told me that, you know, it's in the name of Jesus and it, you know, you cast it out.
Yeah.
Now
with faith,
yes. Obviously. Yes. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, just using the words Jesus. Okay. But Catholics don't do that. Does Islam do that?
No.
You know, exactly.
No.
So what is the, I'm not saying what is the right way to do it. What is the, you know, cause you know, I pray for my kids sometimes, like, I feel they got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, I don't do it out loud and, you know, hey, but Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, you got something on you, I feel like, you know, like, we need to clear you out.
In Catholicism, they do say in the name of Jesus. They do. Now, I don't know, like, every, you know, I can't say every person, right?
Yeah.
If you do watch the show Deliverance, you'll see that something happens in a movie, spoiler alert, is the apostle, she loses because of, I can't remember, she said Jesus in it. She was trying to cast the demon out,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't have faith. So to me, it's, you can say Jesus all you want to. The demons say Jesus, and they tremble. The Bible says that. At his name, they will tremble. They say, ooh, they do that. But it just has not as much power as a person who's convicted with faith and say, no, this is Yahweh. This is Emmanuel we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That person who understands the weight of the name when they use it. Now, when it comes out to Islam, I have never seen.
I was going to say, how does that Islam?
I don't even know if they have a success rate. You know what I mean? Because I'm Christian, so I'm like, I don't know what the demon does. He probably just sits there and laughs. I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, I have, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I just don't know.
Right.
But as far as Catholicism and Christianity is, I've seen it where you say in the name of Jesus with some, like, you know, like, that's my big brother that's coming down the stairs to be, oh yeah, you messed up now. The demon literally either gets cast out, runs, or, you know, you're about to be in for a battle for a little minute.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to end this one here.
And, y'all don't want to do the Book of Enoch?
I think we're going to pick up on it. So.
Okay.
I think for now we're going to end it here for, you know, this one, demonic possession. Let's Enoch it up in the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
But I really appreciate everybody listening this week, and we'll talk about Enoch in the next episode.
Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey man, we nothing but the best.
And hit up Jeremy if you want to know how to cast out a demon.
hit up Trey or watch Deliverance. I guess I don't know.
No, don't watch that. I mean, you can. By the end of it, the demon does get cast out, and it's based on a true story.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But that's so
scary.
And I'll say this as we end. We was watching it. My wife was watching it, and my daughter was sleeping. I said, no, we can't watch it. So we was watching it, and I literally heard a voice of God say, don't watch it with her sleeping.
Yeah.
I said, okay, we're done. And we watched it downstairs. She was on the third floor. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen this movie, and, you know, I know we're ready to end it, but while we're talking about movies, Demon House, the Zach Bagans movie.
No, I didn't see it.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures.
Uh-huh.
He did a movie where he bought a house that was supposedly possessed. And he stays there for like 24
hours. He's an idiot.
And he sets a recording, a video camera up in there, and it's a really good movie for
anybody. You call it Demon House? Is it on Netflix?
It's on, I think it's on Prime.
Yeah. Oh, I can. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's really good.
I got to see. It's really good. I know one of his episodes when he got scratched
that's
under the house.
That's the reason he wears glasses now, is from that movie. The demon messed his vision up in the movie.
He's an idiot. He just needs to go to the church. They can heal that.
Throw my hands up, man. That's what, it's a really good movie, though. You should check it out.
And he's not a Christian or anything now.
I don't know what he is. I don't know.
There's no way you can continue to be an atheist. If you're an atheist and you go through something like that, you have to believe in something.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have to end the demonic episode with at least saying, if you feel like something's on you, find someone that can help you. You know, just a little self-help in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, read up on it. You know, there's just so many things out there right now that you may not even realize you're carrying, or someone close to you is carrying, and, you know,
addiction, anything.
Keep the eye out, and you know, seek help.
Yes.
You know. Self-help or help from somebody else.
It goes back to what I said in one of our other episodes. Be careful with the stuff that you play around with that you don't understand.
Right.
Yeah, be careful. Exactly.
And I pray for you too, that in the name of Jesus, whatever you're going through, God got it. In Jesus' name.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
See you guys.
Peace.